Good evening, chaps. Thank you very much for joining us after this final game of the season. A 3-0 win to polish it off with. I think now you can time to have a bit of a step back and reflect on what has been an absolute miracle of a journey the last couple of seasons. Your thoughts, first of all, on today's game and, you know, where we've come from.
Like I said, you've got to look at the two seasons. Obviously, to do what we've done is absolutely unbelievable. We've just talked about it in there. And you do that with the group who are good on and off the pitch, not just week in, week out. And they've been that. And today really epitomised that when you're not at your best, and we were nowhere near at our best today, you still find a way to win a game of football. And that's what they've done today, because Jazz has made some saves and we've not passed it how we can pass it, and et cetera, et cetera. But we've still come away 3-0. And we've done that at times when we've not been great. But, you know, when you've got a good spirit and a good camaraderie, you find a way of getting points. And that's happened. You know, the league doesn't lie at this stage of the season.
Neil, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I know Andy wouldn't normally want to talk about specifics in the game, but there was a moment today where the Banbury player, I won't mention the name, was injured and all of a sudden springs up and sets up a Banbury attack. Next thing you know, they've got a penalty, and then Jazz saves it and actually goes part of the way to preserving that clean sheet today. What were your thoughts on the situation?
I actually didn't see him on the floor, to be honest, getting up. But, I mean, in terms of Jazz making saves, that's what he's done all year. He's been absolutely tremendous, hasn't he? And, you know, he's kept us in games at times. And even like today, I think that gave us a little bit of a kick up the backside. We weren't very happy at half time. I thought the first half was very slow in tempo, and it was a classic sort of end of season game, almost like pre season feel. We weren't very happy at half time. And I think that sort of then gave us that little lift, you know, his save. And he's done that so many times this year. He's been absolutely brilliant. So for him to do that, great personally for him, but obviously for us as well as a team, it's made us play a lot better second half. So yeah, it's a little bit of an energising moment of the game, really.
Yeah, we certainly felt that when we were commentating through it. Actually, it was a good response, and you've been very honest about saying that the performance wasn't, you weren't that happy with it, a bit maybe lethargic. But last week against South Shields, we were already champions. Today, already champions, yet we managed to turn in a 3-0 victory. It just goes to say so much about the squad and what you created here.
Yeah, I mean, we've said that when we actually won it the other week, we said we still want to finish strong. Some teams, and say in all different levels, once they've won it, they tend to fade away and people not, you know, don't care quite as much. But for us, it was about every game. We want to win every game. That's what we've installed into them. That's what me and Shams always had. And today was no different. We wanted to win the game and get in the 3 points and get as many as you can. And yeah, I think testimony to them, like you said, we've had a great week, and yeah, we've celebrated at times, but when it comes to the game, they still want to go and get a result for the club, and they've done that again. So, you know, to win two games after you've actually been promoted speaks volumes about them.
That's the expectation though, isn't it? We've set that expectation from the off, and they've stuck to it, and that, you know, nothing changed. Although we won the league, we wanted to get as many points as we could, win as many games as we could, and I think we spoke about it today. I think that's 96 points. AFC File got 95 last year on a ridiculous budget. So again, you spoke about it at the start, what a great feat it is, what we've done. And I think that backs that up as well again today, doesn't it?
On that point as well, I was actually literally going to mention that one, Sean.
Sorry, man.
No, one step ahead. But actually, I think the last time Tamworth got promoted to the National League, I think we finished on 85 points, about 6 points ahead of Gateshead. But massive, massive difference in the points tally. But a nice little victory, if you like, to get a point more than, like you said, filed on top of that as well. What a season.
Yeah, like, so you can't underestimate what we've actually done, because there's some big clubs, you know, some big resources in this league. So to get that many points is absolutely unbelievable. I don't think anyone expected that this time last year, and we're celebrating, obviously, winning at Redditch. You know, consolidation was the main thing. Me and Champs were confident we'd be absolutely fine. Did we think we'd probably do this well? I don't think anyone could have dreamt of that, really. But we thought we'd be okay with what we've got in there and what we're going to add. But to say, to get that many points when you look at the clubs now in the playoffs, etc., etc., and not even made the playoffs is unbelievable.
What would be your, I'm conscious that it's a post-match interview and the season's done and we want to, you know, you want to go and celebrate, but just on reflection a little bit, what would be your highlights for both of you for this point, actually, your highlight of the season in terms of the performance or the victory or the manner of?
I think we've had so many good performances. We've had so many games where we've been excellent in. Obviously, the high was probably at Scunthorpe to go somewhere like that and score a late winner. But there's been loads, haven't there? You know, to actually win it at home with all the fans there and that. There's been so many highs. Even early in the season, we went to Spennymoor and played so well, to go to Boston and play so well. To be fair, to do what we've done over across the two seasons, there's so many highs. There's not many lows. You know, it's every game we want to win. Yeah, I suppose, I don't know, there's been too many highs to single one out. I don't know what you think, champs.
No, that was a Scunthorpe away for me was the one that rang the bell straight away. What a night that was in front of, you know, sort of 5,500 or whatever. So that sticks in the mind, I think, as the best moment. But I think the moment for me was probably early on in the season when we went to Boston, who were a good side, and they played us off the park for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and we thought, geez, you know, we come in at half time, we reshuffled and organised a little bit. Then we went out and won 2-0. And we played, you know, Scunthorpe previous to that, and we thought, we kind of said after you, so we're going to be all right here. You know, because we'd sorted what we were doing, and we knew we'd be okay. And I think that was the moment for me where I thought we were actually going to do well. I think we're going to be all right. And that was quite early on. Yeah. And it's just consistency, though, isn't it? And just spoke to those before. You know, what's been the recipe to success this season? And it has been just being consistent.
With the players as well, with the group we've got, as in you look at it today, when you can make the change we managed to make, the three players coming on, wow, and then the ones not even being involved today for various reasons, and they've all played their part, whether they've played loads of minutes or not enough minutes, they've all been involved, they've all been at training, they've all been, you know, every dressing room, they're all in it together. That's what spurred them on, I think, anyway.
Yeah, well, absolutely massive credit to you two for creating that as well. I'm sure there's maybe an opportunity at some point before next season where we can sit down and talk candidly and reflect on the 2.5 seasons that you've had here at Tamworth Football Club. But I guess really, as far as today is concerned, that is just about it. But all that remains for us to do, as we did last year at Redditch, is to say, Championes, thank you very, very much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you very much.
The other bit for me I wanted to put in was that the support's been fantastic. Week in, week out, even today, you know, that spurs the lads on. I think it's galvanised the club, and I say, look at even team builder have been fantastic again this year, and then what they do helps us get people in, even like towards the end when we wanted to bring Nat in, who's been fantastic. That little bit of extra, the money they've raised, they've grown so much, so that needs to be supported again next year, because that little bit of difference, you know, they work so hard to raise money, and that, you know, gives us that little bit extra. So I think it's really important we thank them for what they've done.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.